Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails new Waqf law as a significant step towards social justice. Prime Minister Modi to attend Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Slovakia after concluding a successful state visit to Portugal. In Dominican Republic, at least 66 people killed after a nightclub roof collapsed in the capital. U.S. hikes tariffs on Chinese imports to 104% after Beijing refuses to withdraw retaliatory tariff. And in shooting, Vijayveer Sidhu becomes first Indian to win gold in men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the passage of the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025 in the Parliament is a significant step towards social justice. Mr. Modi congratulated the Parliament for enacting a remarkable law that serves the interests of all communities, including the Muslim community. Addressing an event organized by a private media house, the Prime Minister stated that the sanctity of Waqf will now be preserved and the rights of marginalized Muslims, women and children will be safeguarded.
साथियों मैं देश की संसद को सर्व समाज के हित में मुस्लिम समाज के हित में एक शानदार कानून बनाने के लिए बधाई देता हूं अब वक्त की पवित्र भावना की भी रक्षा होगी और गरीब पसमंदा मुसलमान महिला बच्चे सबके हक भी महफूज रहेंगे
Talking about the World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, WAVES Summit, to be held in Mumbai next month, the Prime Minister said the government is organizing it to encourage art and culture.
हमने क्रिएट इन इंडिया का मंत्र लेकर इसे नेक्स्ट लेवल पर ले जाने का फैसला लिया है वेव्स इंडियन आर्टिस्ट को कंटेंट बनाने और ग्लोबल बनाने के लिए एनकरेज करेगा और इसके साथ साथ क्रिएट इन इंडिया दुनिया भर के आर्टिस्ट को भारत में आने का अवसर भी देगा
Accusing Congress of practicing appeasement politics, the Prime Minister said that such politics is fundamentally against the core concept of social justice in India. He also criticized some parties for using it as a tool for vote bank politics.
2013 में वक्त कानून में किया गया संशोधन मुस्लिम कट्टरपंथियों और भू माफियाओं को खुश करने का प्रयास था इस कानून को ऐसा रूप दिया गया कि उसने संविधान के ऊपर खड़ा होने का भ्रम पैदा किया जिस संविधान ने न्याय के रास्ते खोले उन्हीं रास्तों को वक्त कानून ने संकुचित कर दिया गया
Underscoring the significant progress made in combating Naxalism and fostering peace in the Northeast, the Prime Minister remarked that over 125 districts were once engulfed in violence, with government boundaries effectively ending where Naxalism began. During the event, the Prime Minister also unveiled the Samadhan document, a compendium of solutions and proof of concepts developed by selected youth and colleges across India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is participating in Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. Navkar Mahamantra Divas is a momentous celebration of spiritual harmony and ethical consciousness that seeks to unite people through the collective chanting of the Navkar Mahamantra, the most revered and universal chant in Jainism. People from more than 108 countries have joined the global chant for peace and togetherness. President Draupadi Murmu arrived in Slovakian capital Bratislava early morning today after concluding her successful state visit to Portugal. President's visit to Portugal was the first state visit in 27 years, marking a significant milestone in diplomatic relations. Briefing the media, Secretary West, Ministry of External Affairs, Tanmay Lal said the president had a fruitful meeting with Portugal's Prime Minister, Luis Montenegro.
The visit has helped in further strengthening the strong historical ties between India and Portugal, which also contribute to the India-EU partnership and collaboration at the multilateral level.
Our correspondent has details on the President's Portugal visit.
The state visit of the president is historic. The visit is taking place after the gap of 29 years. There will be delegation-level talks and meeting between the president of India and the president of Slovakia, Peter Pellegrini. There will also be a meeting with the prime minister of Slovakia, Robert Fico. The president will also meet the speaker of the National Council of Slovakia, Richard Rasi. Pooja P. Vardhan, Akashvani News, Bratislava.
Union Minister of Finance Nirmala Sitharaman has stated that the government remains committed to continued reforms and maintaining macroeconomic stability. The Union Minister stated this while delivering her address during a fireside chat on the opportunities and challenges for India's quest to become a developed economy by 2047 at India House in London last night. The minister added that PM Gati Shakti National Master Plan is strengthening multimodal connectivity, streamlining trade and reducing logistics costs.
The Union Government's capital expenditure has been raised by 4.3 times from 2017-18 to 2025-26 budget. This significant increase has led to a qualitative transformation in India's physical infrastructure. The Prime Minister's Gati Shakti National Master Plan is strengthening multimodal connectivity, streamlining trade and reducing logistics cost. As a result, India's ranking in the World Bank's Logistics Performance Index has risen from 54 in 2014 to 38 in 2023.
Reserve Bank of India's Monetary Policy Committee meeting will be concluded today after the key benchmark decisions announcement made by Governor Sanjay Malhotra. Apart from the repo rate, the RBI Governor will also talk about growth projection, state of inflation, CPI inflation and GDP growth outlook for the Indian economy, among other things. The MPC meeting started on the 7th of April. More from our correspondent.
All eyes are on the RBI's decision on the repo rate at which the central bank lends short-term funds to commercial banks. Since the last MPC meeting, both positive and negative changes are observed. Inflation has come down and growth has started to pick up. There are fresh worries about the global economy. This is mainly due to trade tensions triggered by the tariff moves from US president, which could have an impact on India's exports and overall growth. Bhavna, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The United States said that 104% duties on imports from China will take effect today. Initially, China was set to face a 34% tariff increase as part of President Trump's reciprocal tariffs package. However, after Beijing refused to withdraw its promise to impose 34% retaliatory tariffs on U.S. goods, the U.S. president escalated the situation by adding another 50% in duties. This brings the total tariff increase on China to a staggering 84%. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said countries like China, who have chosen to retaliate and try to double down on their mistreatment of American workers, are making a mistake.
I just spoke to the president about this, and he believes that China wants to make a deal with the United States. He believes China has to make a deal with the United States. It was a mistake for China to retaliate. When America is punched, he punches back harder. That's why there will be 104% tariffs going into effect on China.
Earlier, China's Commerce Ministry said it firmly opposes the additional 50% tariffs on Chinese imports, calling it a mistake upon a mistake. The ministry vowed to escalate its retaliation on U.S. exports. Asian markets opened lower this morning as investor risk appetite weakened due to the White House moving forward with broad tariffs on trading partners. Japan's Nikkei has continued its losing streak, opening more than 3.5% down, while the South Korean index, Kospi, fell nearly 1%. Other Asian markets like Hong Kong, Taiwan and Australian share market are also trading in red this morning. U.S. stocks experienced another turbulent session yesterday as the S&P 500 ended the day 1.6% down. In the Dominican Republic, at least 66 people have been killed, including a provincial governor, after the roof of a famous nightclub in the capital, Santo Domingo, collapsed. The catastrophe has left at least 150 people injured. The head of the Emergency Operations Center has said efforts to rescue those trapped under the debris are underway. The death toll from the devastating 7.7 magnitude earthquake in Myanmar has risen to 3,645, with 5,017 people injured and 148 still missing, the State Administration Council's information team revealed last evening. The UN Humanitarian Affairs Coordination Office reported that more than 5 lakh people across the country have been left without access to life-saving healthcare. Meanwhile, India launched the Operation Brahma, positioning itself as a first responder in line with its neighbourhood first and Act East policies. Under the operation, India has dispatched tons of medical supplies and relief materials to Myanmar. Karnataka-based writer, activist and lawyer Banu Mushtaq's short story collection, Heart Lamp, has been shortlisted for the International Booker Prize 2025. The work has been translated from Kannada to English by Deepa Bhasthi. A report.
This is for the first time a Kannada title has made it this far in the race for the coveted literary prize. Shortlisted among 6 worldwide titles, Mushtaq's work appealed to the judges for its witty, vivid, colloquial, moving and excoriating style of capturing portraits of family and community tensions. The 12 stories, published originally between 1990 and 2023, will now go head-to-head with authors from across the world. In a statement, Penguin Random House India said, "This achievement marks a historic moment, with Heart Lamp becoming one of the very few Kannada language works to be recognized at this level." With Bimal Mahapatra, Manik Sharma, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Back home, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over northwest India to abate from tomorrow. According to the IMD, heat wave conditions will prevail over parts of Saurashtra, Kutch, Vidarbha, Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi today, and over Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat till tomorrow. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall will likely be over Assam and Meghalaya today. On to sports in shooting. Vijay Veer Sidhu has become the first Indian to win gold in the men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Buenos Aires, Argentina. In women's category, Suruchi Singh claimed her maiden gold in 10-meter air pistol event. The double golds put India on the top of the medals tally with 4 gold, 1 silver and a bronze. In the IPL T20 cricket, hosts Punjab Kings defeated Chennai Super Kings by 18 runs in Chandigarh last night. With this victory, Punjab Kings have climbed to fourth place in the points table, while Chennai Super Kings remain second from the bottom. Delhi Capitals, with 6 points, currently sit at the top of the table. In today's fixture, Gujarat Titans will face Rajasthan Royals in Ahmedabad. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. IST. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have mentioned the Asian and European stocks re-entering the green zone. The Economic Times headline says markets take a calming breath after roller coaster. Withholding of bills by the governor is illegal and unconstitutional, rules the top court as it sets timeline for state governors to decide on bills sent to them, writes the Indian Express. Draft EV policy suggests ban on fossil fuel-powered two-wheelers in the national capital as Delhi goes full throttle on electric vehicles from 2026, notes Financial Express. Delhi records hottest April day in 3 years. Najafgarh hits 41.9 degrees Celsius, reports the Times of India. The Pioneer writes about a report by a think tank saying India becomes third largest generator of wind and solar power, overtaking Germany. And finally, India gets its first Grade 1 karting circuit as Madras International Karting Arena receives a certification, placing it among the elite karting circuit in the world, cites the Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi hails new work for law as a significant step towards social justice. Prime Minister Modi attending the Navkar Mahamantra Divas in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu arrives in Slovakia after concluding a successful state visit to Portugal. In Dominican Republic, at least 66 people killed after a nightclub roof collapsed in the capital. US hikes tariffs on Chinese imports to 104% after Beijing refuses to withdraw retaliatory tariff. And in shooting, Vijayveer Sidhu becomes first Indian to win gold in men's 25-meter rapid-fire pistol event of ISSF World Cup in Argentina. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.